It's always a thrill to welcome a gold medalist to ABC Grandstand's broadcast of the London Olympic Games. Anna Mears, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
There's no substitute for hard work, and you have done so much of it. I want you to take us into the emotional state that you were in the first heat of the race, looking for gold medals and knowing that there was an enormous amount of pressure on you and your Brit rival.
Yeah, well, I'd just come off of winning my semi-final against Guo Shuang of China, and I knew I felt good. And I got the vibe from Vicky's semi-final that she was a little bit tentative and nervous. And I drew the second position to ride from the back, which I think for me was the best possible draw that I could have got. Victoria, in her strength as a sprinter, the rear position or coming from behind is the best. You know, she's the best in the world at running into the draft and using her great top end speed to accelerate past the rider. So to be able to force her to the front and ride it in her weaker position was a great advantage for me to be able to try and get one up. I knew that I'd accelerated very well and I was passing her. We came very close.
Was it just very close or too close?
Very close. I mean, I think I copped a fair chunk of a thigh. but I didn't think that, I wasn't sure whether she'd cross that sprinter's lane or not. You're allowed to you know, move in the sprint lane. You just can't cross that red line. So when I came off, I actually thought that I'd gotten close enough to win it, but you know, realised that I hadn't. I came off and I asked my coach, Gary West, from the AIS, and I said to him, was that worthy of relegation? He goes, don't care. Just look to the next race. You've still got to win another one to get the gold medal. So I said to him before the relegation came through, I said, Gary, I can do this. I can do this. I felt so good. And then the relegation came through and... that gave me a boost. I think
was it a further psychological boost to you to know then that you've got that one in the bag?
Yeah, I think it was more a psychological boost that would hurt Victoria. You know, she prides herself on not being someone who pushes the rules or anything like that. So for her to get a relegation, I think would have been very gut-wrenching for her and difficult mentally to pull herself up. And then I drew number one again for the second heat, and it was always going to be my plan to force her to the front because of how strong she is in riding in the second position. So I knew once I got her in front of her that I was in for a real good shot.
Drew Morfitt was wildly excited when he called it that you were creeping up, and then... Wow, you were gone. Is that how it felt?
Yeah, absolutely. My strength is my acceleration, my very powerful acceleration. And I saw the moment where Victoria just floated a little bit. She didn't have the pressure on the pedals, caught her coming a little bit slow into the back straight. And I saw my opportunity to jump and to jump with all my might. And, you know, you couldn't hear it because the crowd was going so nuts and so loud. But I was gripping and pulling at the bars while I was screaming at myself to go. So I was in my own corner.
Right. Now, when you swept across the line and you knew that you had created something special in your own wonderful world, what sort of emotions hit you straight away?
Huge elation. So much happiness that I just didn't know what to do with myself. Mm. The first thing I did was throw my visor off. I didn't even realise how close Vicky was, so that was not an intended throw at Vicky. You know, just because I think the helmets do hide a lot of the emotion that can be shown. And my goodness, to go bronze in Athens, silver in Beijing, and to be able to step up again and go gold, especially, you know, it was difficult for me to bounce back after a disappointing Kieran run. So there was a lot involved in that. Mm. And especially with my coach, I mean, he begged me to fight.
He wouldn't have to beg you. You'd do that without being told. You've got that grit and that determination.
The belief can go sometimes after a rough run, and it takes a lot of encouragement to keep you up above being disappointed in yourself. So he asked me to fight, and I told him I would fight.
There's a lot of hugging goes on at the end, and you ran up the track. You got across in a hurry. You didn't fall over, which was healthy. And you got to see who first?
My husband, Mark. Yep. Yeah, first one off the rank, big hug, little smooch. And then my in-laws, Mark's parents, Del and Ellen, were there in the same proximity, so that was cool. And then my parents were down at the finish line, so I had to make the jog down. But on the way, the Australian swimmers were there, so I'm like, hey, I'll give you a hug as well. Share the love. And then,
but it's all emotion.
It is.
And you can remember that all. That's extraordinary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one really good thing that happened tonight too. Just a little bit away from the cycling, one of our best athletes, Sally Pearson, won a gold medal in the 100 metres. Craig Norenbergs was over at the track and he was in the area where they have chats to athletes and he was able to break the news to Sally.
Super day for the Aussie girls. It was Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, Anna Mears and you. A message for Anna Mears?
I don't know. What happened?
Oh, Anna Mears won the gold medal in the cycling.
Sorry, I had no idea. That's so fantastic. Oh, how many golds have we got now? Like five?
that's four now. Oh. So, but there was two for women just today.
Oh, me and Anna know how to do it, don't we? Well done, Anna, and she's been a true inspiration to me. We always sort of come out the victors in the end. We both got a silver at the last Olympics, and now we've both got gold, so it's going to be very special for us both.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Great. That is so cool.
And it's so genuine. You go through what Sally goes through.
Yeah.
You are in the headlines. People expect, Anna, that irrespective of what happens leading up to an event, you're going to produce at your very best. And the same with Sally.
Yeah, absolutely. And like she said, on the same day in Beijing, we won silver. And now on the same day in London, we've won gold. So that's fantastic.
All right, now, I'm not going to pull the race apart completely. I know you've got a lot of other stuff to do. But I just want to get down to some of the bits and pieces of what you've done now. And we went through a little bit of calculating of medals that you've collected with World Championships, with Commonwealth Games, with Olympic Games, and then with national records. Is your house big enough to look after how many medals, how many gold?
I think from state to Olympic, about 103.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And, sorry, this is a corny one, but the one that you've just got now, I know it's the freshest in your mind. Is this the one now that you treasure most, given the adversity that you've had to get through?
No, I think so. It's, you know, to win gold in Athens, my first trip into an Olympics, that was special. To win silver in Beijing, that was special. But to stick in the sport as long as I have and to fight as much as I have and overcome the things that I have and to overcome a great champion in Victoria Pendleton on home turf, this one's sweet.
Did you at any stage or have you at any stage thought of Cathy Watt? After all this, when she provided a lot of inspiration for you and your sister when you first started off, and people have role models, people have, they have icons they can look to and they can say, I want to be like her.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was the one that Kerry and I watched in 94 to inspire us to get on a bike, on a track bike. So maybe this time around I've inspired someone to get on a bike, or I've inspired someone to go back to uni, or I've inspired someone to go for that job interview, or, you know, pick up the phone and call someone they haven't spoke to in a long time. It's something that takes a bit of courage to do. So, I'm
true
proud.
Now, I've got a real concern about your husband because apparently he's given you a leave pass to go shopping, which is totally irresponsible. Now, where are you going tomorrow?
He's given me the permission to go on a shopping spree at Westfield.
No!
I'm not giving you the limit that he's given me.
Give us a bit of an idea.
I'm charging the credit card tonight.
Now, tell me, the nails, who sorted those out?
This is something that I do. That's tradition. I paint the Australian flags on my nails before every competition. Mm-hmm. Christine Perkins, my teammate as a junior, Shane Perkins' wife, she taught me how to do it. And at that competition, I won the junior world title. So I've done it ever since at world championship level competitions. And, it's held me in good stead.
It has.
Superstitious.
You're an outstanding athlete and an outstanding person, but I've got some strong advice for you, Anna. Can you go and have a shower?
Yes. I can't help it.
Anna Mears, a gold medalist. You star. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us on ABC Radio Sport around Australia.
Thank you.